Welcome to
fantastic start. Fantastic start. I told Donald, look, Jason needs to come in here and pod like he's never podded before.
What are you talking about?
I need enthusiasm. There's a lot that went on this week, and I don't want to be the guy that goes, hey, listen, first week of Black History Month, and I'm revoking your hosting duties. I don't want to do that.
What happens?
We're on a 5-second pause to start the show.
My delay is over there. I have a delay on mine from yours.
Oh, geez.
So every time I'm watching you guys start drinking a week, I hear you coming in mid thing. So, hey, if you want to kick me off hosting just because of that, I'm cool. I'll gladly take that demotion.
Let's go. I've been waiting for this all week. I've been waiting for you to drive the ship.
I have that delay. I just never brought it up because I have no reason to. I'm always in the hereafter.
I have a delay also. A small one, not much.
See? It's me on Black History Month. Okay, yeah. Welcome to episode 173 of Dumb Marks Podcast. I am hosting. Look, I'm quarterbacking the show. I'm no Tom Brady. I'm no game manager.
Brock Purdy.
I'm not the backup. I'm the guy you bring in with field goal attempts. I hold the ball down there. That's it. Somebody on the show wanted to express their more of their personality. Now we all got to do work. So here I am.
I didn't come up with this idea.
I know you didn't come up with this idea. It wasn't you.
It was you who shall rename.
That person can take ownership.
He's officially boycotting the show.
Oh, it's a two-man booth that wanted to come up
with okay.
Personality in. Damn. That being said, how was your guys' weekend?
Well, I mean, pro wrestling wise, and we'll get into it. What a week it was, boy, from Royal Rumble till now, man. What a week.
Yeah.
Good and bad.
Yeah. We're going and out the ring. And out the ring.
Yeah. I don't think we'll touch on the bad side because we don't normally do that on this show. We like to keep it, you know, light and airy and
it yourself.
Get you away. Yeah, yeah. And I'm not qualified to talk on that stuff. You could do that for the clicks and likes. We're not that type of show. We, you know, our followers and listeners watch us because of what we provide each and every single week. And we're not going to delve from that just to get more likes and listens. We got morals, as does, you know, somebody that stood in the ring last night, but we'll get to him later on. So yeah, other than that, man, back at it. You know, the work week was a grind as usual, enjoying a balmy 45-50 degree weather here to start off February. So I'm gonna take that every day of the week. It'll be 60 next weekend here.
Yes,
you'll exactly. You'll see a bunch of white guys in t-shirts and shorts walking around Pittsburgh because that's what they do. Anything above freezing, it's like it's a warm spring day outside. So
I love winter. I love winter and everything about it, but having to walk dogs is making me change my mind. I'm about to be a cool weather guy. Give me fall or spring, man. This is
You gotta invest in that invisible fence and just let them outside.
I might have to. I'm like, I'm standing out here like, you bullshitting, man. What you doing? Be off the pot. Get in the house.
Yep. I'll never forget when we got our first puppy. It was a boxer Labrador mix, and he'd have me out there at 3 a.m. in February, and this was years ago. So like, it was cold, and this dude wanted to walk all around the yard and everything else. You know what I mean? Taquan, Jason's running the ship today.
Happy Black History Month.
For you.
I had to get the blackest guy on the podcast to host. Smile, Taquan.
Yeah, so what is going on with the comments?
I don't know.
Dropping out. All right. The work week was a grind for me, but yesterday, as the week, pro wrestling was good enough, but yesterday I opened up the timeline Twitter and I saw the first image. Cobra Kai season 6 filming. I'm ready to go. Waiting for it. It was supposed to drop last year, but the whole writer strike and everything else happened. So the season finale is being filmed now, or series finale, and I can't wait for them to drop on Netflix and wrap up, which has been one of the most enjoyable shows that I've watched in recent memory for me.
Yeah. So are we getting that in the movie in the same year?
Well, they haven't said anything else about the movie. I feel like they'll bump it back, but I could be wrong. Because there was a graphic, a poster floating around with Ralph Macchio and Jackie Chan.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that was real or not. So we'll see. But I got my images. They're filming. That's all that matters. I can't wait.
It is.
Let's go.
There's production images. That's right. The key. Yeah. Work week for me. Grind like always. Ton of stuff for video games came out this week. PlayStation had a state of play. We won't get into that. A lot of interesting stuff, you know, fun stuff. And for me and my anime fans, already got my tickets for Demon Slayer movie coming out in a month. So I'm all ready for that.
I hope y'all got y'all tickets.
Is that the second one?
All tickets?
It's the movie for the fourth season. Okay. So in the movie, they're going to show the last episode of last season and the first episode of the new season.
All right.
Yeah. So they're just doing it in the theater. Mm-hmm.
I think my daughter went and saw the last movie that came out.
Okay, yeah. So it was just those episodes. And yeah. So they're doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. So February 23rd.
Yeah. Y'all got y'all tickets?
Yeah.
I don't.
No, I'm talking about him and my boy at work, because they like to, you know, you're coming, right? No.
Because he asked me, he was like, "Ah, it's so and so, and then is Jason gonna come out?" I'm like, not this one.
No.
Not this one.
Pro's in the show. What up, pro? Taekwon, I can't put that last comment up, but you have to acknowledge it. Okay. All right, Jay, it's your show, bro. Let's go. Where we at?
You lead us. We're gonna start with the big in-ring news of the week. CM Punk injured. That changes storylines. How much of a linchpin was he in the game? And is it time to hang it up?
So I brought up a couple weeks ago, my jabroni of the week was injuries. I said, I don't need no more injuries going into WrestleMania. And 3 weeks later, Punk. It definitely changed stuff, obviously, for Seth, right?
Yes.
Now, if I'm Seth, like, do I really want a main event WrestleMania on a bum knee, not against CM Punk? Because that was your big money match, right? Who do they get to replace Punk in that role? If you watched last night, you have an idea, but we're going to save that till when we deep dive into that later on. So it definitely changed things. Look, he's 45, 46 years old. He went 10 years, almost 10 full years without wrestling at all.
Yeah.
Your body, because of age and everything else, we saw with Adam Copeland, with Edge, when he came back, he tore his tricep. Like, the stuff breaks down the longer you go without doing it.
Yeah,
so is it time for him to hang it up? No. Are they going to milk this run? Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Will he wrestle as much as he wanted to? I don't think he can, because his body can't do it.
Do you hold him off until big shows? Just keep him.
So have him like big a special shows commodity. Special commodity.
Mm-hmm. Wrestle Dom on house shows, and then.
Well, that's what they had him doing. He wasn't fighting on TV. Rumble was his TV match, his first one.
You got to be the head coach in a situation and protect the player from themselves, right? So yeah, you want to be a full time guy. You want to go out there every week and perform and all that. But we got to have limitations and boundaries set, because if we're going to benefit from this the most on both sides, you getting what you want out of this run plus making a shit ton of money and us getting a return on our investment, which is paying you to be you in the ring, then we got to put limitations in and change up how we book you. Is he the type of that's like a Brock where, and I don't even want to bring up his name based on what's gone on, but that type of attraction? No, he's not that type of attraction. Can he be a part-timer like Roman? Because even though Roman makes 10 times more money than Seth, according to his promo last night, he's basically been a part-timer, which is fine. Yeah. I think there's a happy medium between the two. Mm-hmm. I just don't know how they do it or if he's even going to want to acquiesce to that. Look at that, big words, acquiesce.
Okay. Now, is he does him and Drew draw for you? Because the Drew this turned him into the past week. I'm enjoying it. I'm loving this heel Drew, the trolling Drew. Is that money for you?
Yes.
It's money for you?
Yes, it is. Because of Drew.
Drew's my Mount Rushmore this week.
Did you sit in the Mount Rushmore this week? We'll get to it when we you want to give it out now or
no, I can throw it out now because he brought him up. But yeah, Drew's my Mount Rushmore this week. The promo in the ring was absolute heat. Like, built him up with just compassion and kindness. Punk laid the groundwork, you know, talking about his friend that had cancer and everything else. And Drew comes out with the "I can relate," and you know, and then just hit him with the "I prayed for this."
Once he hit that line,
I was like, "Oh my god!"
I was hooked. He had me.
It's like, "Oh my god!" He's like, "I didn't sleep after the Rumble, but after I heard the news, I slept like a baby last night." I'm like, "Yo, keep it coming." Then he, you know,
I'm not sure if Dawn got to see the TikTok that I sent to the group and on Twitter, but you got to explain it, man.
Yeah, he does the, you know, the big injury angle to further damage the arm. You know, rolls out of the ring with the shitty grin looking over the apron and everything else. And then his social media this week.
That's what everybody was talking about.
It was like he was here and he just went pew, like a rocket. Like the jailhouse pose in front of the headstone in the cemetery. You see him from the WrestleMania career. They had that the video of him never missed tricep day, and he's in there with Meek Mill doing the tricep workout. Like, yo, absolutely tremendous.
I didn't even notice till somebody replayed it back, and like he got Meek playing in the background. I wasn't even paying attention, and then that just sort of solidified it for me.
Bro, tricep, you know, is a couple months, right? So he's obviously going to miss Mania, but if I'm WWE, that's my SummerSlam. I'm doing Punk versus Drew at SummerSlam.
Yes. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's the first match back. And that, yeah. Now, the whole monkey wrench in this situation is. bro, that's not good. You got blocked by Cody blocking people? That don't happen. He's a top babyface. Now, the only monkey wrench into this whole thing, he hasn't signed a new deal. His contract expires in April. Mm-hmm. So is he even going to be there for SummerSlam? I don't know. But this last from Drew, like Drew Seth, Drew Punk, Drew Cody, from those face-offs all the way through now, this is the best work he's done.
Yes, it has.
Yeah.
Hands down. And I am here for all of it. Like, I could have put a bunch of things on Mount Rushmore this week because of how great the week was, but Drew was just not coming off of the pedestal for me. Like, he was there and he's staying there until somebody knocks him off.
I like that.
I can't disagree with anything.
So, yeah, there's money there, and if he signed, that's what I'm doing SummerSlam. I'm doing Punk Drew SummerSlam.
Okay. So where does this fall for? Does this go Seth Cody? I would have rather had either McIntyre or Gunther take it off of him.
I would.
All right. So here, look.
Yeah.
And you're doing a great job hosting, by the way. You're throwing questions out there. You're getting the panel to talk. You're doing a tremendous job.
That's what I do. I'm gonna give that up.
You came prepared this week. This is beautiful. So last night we have the big angle. Everybody and their mother does an emergency pod last night. Sam Roberts does an emergency pod. Dave LaGreca. I tweeted out, somebody check on Dave LaGreca ASAP, because he did an emergency pod last night. Like, everybody and their mother. And I saw this. The same thing was throughout the entire comment section, timeline, everything else. Everybody hated it. Everybody except for all those people in the arena last night. The people in the arena last night loved every single second of that. Mm. They didn't boo The Rock once. They didn't, you know what I mean? Like, they were for everything they did last night. They have a huge story gap to fill in for it to make sense.
For him and The Rock?
Yeah. Because Cody cuts the promo. And I was going back and forth with people on this on Monday night, when after Seth gave his promo to Cody, and they're like, finish the story. You got to finish the story. And I'm like, well, what's finishing the story? Is beating Roman finishing the story, or winning a title finishing the story? Because they're two different stories. And if winning a title is finishing the story, does it have to be the belt that Dusty was handed for it to finish the story?
For me, yes.
So
yes, for me too.
Well done, pro. Well done. So if that's the case, then yeah, you hate last night. And Cody said it in his promo. Mm-hmm. That's still, you know, it's not the Hollywood title. That's still the belt that Bruno held. That's still the belt. And he went down the list and did his thing. Mm-hmm. And then you say you're coming for the Tribal Chief and you're going to take everything, not just the belt. But not at WrestleMania.
Yeah, but not that.
And the line after that said, I mentioned the counsel I took, and this person knows you very well, and The Rock comes out. But the counsel piece is the piece where they need to fill in the story gap. Because if they don't close that loop, this doesn't make sense at all. So what was the counsel, what was said between Cody and Rock that made Cody do what he did last night?
Okay.
For it to make sense to not happen at Mania. Now, we may still get it at Mania. I want people to, you know, we may still get it at Mania. But judging from the reaction in the arena last night, and I got the lightning bolt in my background this morning for electricity that was out there last night. If you're WWE from a business perspective, Rock and Roman makes the most money.
Yes.
Rock and Roman is the bigger marquee. Rock and Roman at Mania is a match that needs to be done. It's just right now it looks like it's coming at the expense of Cody, and that's why everybody's up in arms online. Exactly. In the arena last night, no problem. Well,
yeah, it's gonna happen at Mania because the camera was over Rock's shoulder looking at the sign.
Now, wasn't this match at the expense of Rock Roman the first time?
So Cody.
Because that was Hollywood. At Mania, you talk about?
Yeah.
You mean how they were supposed to do it last year at Mania?
Was it supposed to be that at the expense of Cody finishing his story?
I thought because Rock is an actor now. So he's busy with movies and TV and everything.
I see both sides of the coin, and I've literally, since it happened last night, tried to think of a way that I can play devil's advocate to turn it around for it to make sense and make all parties happy. Same. And in this situation and scenario, you can't make all parties happy. However, based on the promo that Roman cut, which is arguably his best promo ever last night, the way he just shit on Seth entirely, shit on the title,
and that belt. Yeah, just the title,
and made Cody look like a fool in the process.
Next level heel work.
You've not only cut Cody at the knees off with that promo, but you cut Cody at the knees off even more by have him introduce The Rock, and now it's like, who wants to see Seth and Cody? That don't mean jack. You might as well put Jimmy and Jey Uso to main event night one and just make it all about the Bloodline. Because they got a lot of work to do to build Seth and Cody back up if that's the direction they're going. Now, Seth and Cody could have been the audible based on Punk's injury, to tie back to your linchpin question and creative. Yep. That could be the change in direction. People aren't going to be happy with that change in direction.
Me neither. Only way I'm happy is if Priest cash in.
So Cody
wins and doesn't Cody even wins if Priest cash in.
That's the only way it works for me.
Yo, I know Cody loves adversity and coming back from that, but man, by God, like, how much can you do to this man before people stop buying in and want to see him finish his story?
I can't have Cody carrying that title.
What, that title?
I can't have him carrying that title. It just doesn't.
What that title? Because it doesn't make sense, right?
No.
Yep, that's where I'm with you.
Technically, yes, bro, you're absolutely right. Technically, he does finish the story there. He won a belt. He's the world champion WWE. Like, and Seth did a tremendous job with laying out the reasons as to why Cody should face him. Like, there was no seeds of doubt planted. Like, now Cody's 3-0 against Seth, so do I really want to see him wrestle again for it to be 4-0? No.
But that's like Swerve Hangman.
Let's run it back one more time.
Exactly.
I will say, now, looking at it from a different perspective, what they did last night, they set up three opponents for Roman if they want to go this way, to have him beat Hogan's record.
Nice question for Doc Juan.
And that's...
And, that, right, so do people want to see Cody win the belt at Elimination Chamber?
You got to watch it at 3 in the morning.
Do they really want Cody finishing the story outside of the U.S.?
I seen some people saying do it at MSG. For me, you got to end it right before you pass Hogan.
So if you're going to –
they said Hogan is September 20th. I did see somebody say that.
Oh, that's not a good pay-per-view.
No, but, I mean, if Roman's part-time and you want to set up people for Roman, like, based on what they did last night, you could do Rock Roman Mania, you can do Cody Roman at SummerSlam, and you got Roman Seth at Survivor Series. Because I feel like once Seth gets through Mania, he's going to get his knee fixed up, and he's going to go away.
Boom break.
Yeah.
So there's a card subject to change, right? We say it all the time.
Change big time.
This is WWE's version of what AEW had to do before the first Forbidden Door. Everybody got hurt. All your dream matches were changed and off the table. So what do you do? How do you combat that? How do you make it compelling to watch and get people invested? They got a lot of work to do from now to Mania.
Yeah.
Because you're starting off on the wrong foot, and people are not happy at all based on last night.
It said it's the most disliked video on YouTube that WWE put out. 200,000 dislikes.
I mean, I thought people were over Cody. I thought people were tired of the story. Now we want to see him finish the story. Okay.
That's Jay White, Taekwondo. Switchblade era, who's in the Bang Bang Scissor Gang right now, and just toiling in trios nowhere.
For me, it just makes it that Roman's holding the title all the way till he breaks Hogan's record.
Okay.
Yeah, man, that's what it seemed to me. And for that, I don't care who they put up against Roman against the title, they're never going to take the title. So that makes that title like out the stratosphere that nobody is ever going to get.
Okay.
Ever going to get. So with Cody being the Rumble winner, he didn't finish the story last year, this and that. It was set up for Roman to lose the title, and it would have been a legitimate way for him to lose the title. Now it's just completely off the table.
At this point, we're going from finishing a story to reading the Encyclopedia Britannica. Like, how long are we going to drag this out?
Yeah. Yeah. So would you go wait to WrestleMania next year? So it's going to be what, almost 2.5 years?
Yeah, this back, is Harry
back to going to three.
It is.
This is this Lord is, of the Rings. This is Harry Potter. 8 books. What are we doing?
Because if you know, because if it's going to happen, Roman and Rock at the thing, you know, Rock is doing the job.
I will say
way that Rock is going to be taking the title, doing board of directors for TKO, being at the UFL, doing that stuff. But he's going to hold the title while doing an action movie during Fast 11, you know.
Hey, if you want to bring more eyes, look after that man's hip.
Just like Priest.
I will say, though, say what you will about Cody. If he's getting this shit plate served to him, he did it in the most professional way possible.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
So, you know, your conspiracy theorist can be all, oh, you want to crack my throne with a sledgehammer, Cody? Why don't you come on back and we'll have you finish the story and I'll just keep dragging you along. That's the conspiracy theory, right? Yeah. Like the little Geico, you got to be quicker than that, dangling the belt instead of a dollar bill in front of him. I don't know, man. Going to bed, yeah. But at what point does Cody turn the professionalism off and say what's on his chest? Per Kevin Hart. When are you gonna
bless him?
Excuse me. I think he took that he punched that ticket the first time. When you didn't want to be Stardust.
I mean, when he came back, that was silence. Mm-hmm.
But when are you gonna
There you go.
No, we don't need to talk for Hogan. Okay. Speaking of Hogan, I saw somebody on Twitter tweeted out on February 1st the Hogan taking the RKO on the hood of the car, and it was Happy Black History Month.
I cracking up. I've seen
people are out and about.
That had to be one of the people with Hogan. I mean, Cody talked to for counsel. Had to be Hogan. The cabal.
I'll follow the path. You just have to fill in the story gap.
Make everybody happy.
Yeah, I need to know, because if you just leave that dangling out there in the wind, you're free balling, it ain't gonna work. So you got to come up with something and let me know what was said between Cody and Rock that made Cody do what he did last night. Yeah. If you don't do that, WrestleMania is sold out, so you're not going to get people giving up seats.
No. You're especially still not if The Rock is going to main event.
Yeah,
definitely not.
So,
we'll bet you can play online, but they'll be in them seats.
Oh, they will be. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Hey, everybody can finish Cody's story on 2K24.
They're not there you go. Show.
There's a shameless plug. Comes out March. There you go. Finish the story yourselves.
As soon as you turn the game on, you can take the belt off of Roman and put it on Cody. And there you go.
There you go. Finish the story. You didn't even got to fight. Just put in the settings.
There you go. You win.
They say you can only use Roman once a month on 2K24.
It got a counter at the top corner. You got so-and-so hours to use Roman.
All right. That was just my overall topic for to begin with. Yeah, you guys want to start with the good or the bad with jabronis?
I already gave my Mount Rushmore, so if you're still with that, we can ride out with the continuation of that.
I'll go with my Mount Rushmore. My Mount Rushmore, it'll be shockingly, but Swerve and RVD. It was a good ass match on Wednesday, and I enjoyed it. And you know how I am with legends and street fights and that stuff, but I really enjoyed it. And Swerve put RVD back on the map. I'm sorry to say, but I had to say
it. I think Rob's not active like that anymore, right? But it's still Rob Van Dam, and I think you still have to take your game up a level, mm-hmm. right? Because it's RVD.
Yeah.
And this is just Swerve continuing to rise as he has been. Like, You know, Bully Ray talked about it on Busted Open After Dark. Like, you know,
I'm like, he is on this wave.
Yeah.
He is on his way, and it's so good.
You want to talk about finishing a story? You know, I don't know how you do the. Well, we'll leave it at Swerve because I'll save mine for my jabroni with AEW there.
Okay.
Swerve and RVD was a good match. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. Even though it was spoiled hours beforehand that he was there, and
of course,
I did like how they made Swerve wait the whole effing show until the main event to find out that he's facing RVD.
No, as soon as Paige said that, I was like, "Okay, yeah. I know he's fighting." Yeah, but yeah, that's my Mount Rushmore for the week.
Mine comes from Raw. Mine's is actually DIY versus the Judgment Day. That was a good ass tag team match. And I don't know if it was the Rumble. It must have been the Rumble crowd. Because they were DIY was like over in that match.
That match is like that's why Gargano and Ciampa are NXT royalty. Like that's the first time they showed why those guys were as over as they were over in NXT and how they can get there on the main roster.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at that at all.
Had me enjoying Priest in the match. And you know I'm a Priest hater. So they're doing the, I don't know who it is, but you got Strong Boy and
Pete Dunne. Yeah, not Butch anymore. Pete Dunne.
Not Butch. To fight a mystery opponent to go after the Judgment Day. Is it time? I think it's time to separate these titles if you got all these tag teams in the mix.
Here's my question back to you. If you separate, do you have faith in the creative enough for a tag team division for them to separate and have two belts?
My thing is
keep it unified, and you have like if you have DIY win. They can go to both shows and defend the belt, and you can tell stories and everything else and do it that way. Like,
and if you do that, make it one belt.
Yeah.
Because it's carrying it.
Don't have them out there with four.
Two belt. Yeah.
When there's a massive roster coming up.
So yeah, no, I mean, you definitely, like, you have.
Inner teams, too.
Yeah.
Tag teams.
Yeah, you have the Final Testament, you have DIY, you have Lashley and the Street Profits, you have Legado, you have the LWO.
I have Pretty Deadly.
Otis and Gable. Like, you have the ability with tag teams now to actually book a tag team division like you haven't had in a long time.
I feel like right now, if you were to split them right now, I'd have faith in creative. Just because you have those mono tag teams, but I don't think you can sustain it.
No.
Yeah. Because, like, right now I want to see AOP versus Street Profits for a title. And I'm love with what Judgment Day is doing with the titles. And DIY. You mix in, like you said, the Pretty Deadlies.
Yeah, the whole Fatal 4-Way last night.
Yeah. I just don't think it's sustainability over time. Sustainable over time. We're creative,
not to split. No, I like your pull. I like your pull of teams right now to where you have a unified champ, and they just go back and forth.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But I think Thing will be better DIY back and forth through shows than Judgment Day.
Yeah,
because Judgment Day is like you know Raw. You just see them as Raw, and they have stories going on within the Raw.
Sidebar. I think I seen my post about the triangle hoagie last night.
Yo, I read that and I'm like,
God damn.
Don't let
Damn.
So yeah, you eating that hoagie last night. I'm like, how is he holding it? And then I was like,
so
I showed D. That I'm like, look up what Jason's. She's like, I'm gonna need it to get it together. And I'm like, how's he? And then I went like that. I'm like, oh, no, can't. So for those of you that don't know, real quick, this soundboard. This Jason was. Last night for dinner, got a triangle hoagie. What that is a sub for those of you that are outside of Pittsburgh. It's over 2 feet long, right? And Jason was just sitting there on the couch eating it out the wrapper.
So I never cut it because it's pointless. I'm not going to cut that. I'm going to just eat it like a Snickers. Put a wrapper back.
Crazy.
Go to town.
That's crazy.
Go to town. So in my post, I put raw and uncut. And I was like, no, let me take that raw off there. I might get some AOs in the comments. I mean, I had to whittle that down a bit. Like,
I'm just mad that you got stomach cramps trying to eat it.
I was working. I don't know. I was working over hunching last.
Jackpot, I can't put that out there. But yeah.
I ain't ever had a Charlie horse in my stomach, in my abs.
Yeah, what made it worse was whenever we went out and got hibachi last night, and we're at the hibachi table, and I'm showing her the post and that, and then I did that at the hibachi table out in public. And I'm like, yo, this dude got me out here looking. Oh, because he want to eat a 2-foot-plus hoagie out the wrapper like it's a Kit Kat bar. This dude.
Classic.
I just had the sidebar because of the word raw, but let's go around the horn with our jabronis.
All right, you want me to start?
Use your foot.
My jabronis, the AEW rankings.
We touched a little bit of this last week, but yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. Mm-mm. Like, they showed the rankings and they showed it. It's like, all right, like, how are we doing this? What's the criteria? We say it all the time on the show. What's the criteria? Because we had Swerve and Hangman at 4-0 sitting there in the top two spots, essentially tied. But you have Adam Copeland at 5-0. So why is Copeland third if he's 5-0?
Quality wins.
What's the criteria?
And then on top of that, you have them slotted into every main major title.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you have the AEW and the Ring of Honor in there too. Just like your intention for the TBS and the women's division all in one bracket.
Yeah, because they did
our,
that.
Our quarter was like third or fourth on the tag team. I'm like, we haven't
seen them.
They wrestled on Rampage last night and lost. Like, what are we doing? Like,
is your one going for the AB at the AEW and the second going for the TNT? Is that how it's working?
Because whenever they bought in the TNT title, they had that too, you know, back then.
Oh, group with rankings.
It was all grouped together. Yeah. So they had the two champs at the top. And then they had the rankings.
No, I'd forego that title shot for a number one ranking. Sorry.
Give me the criteria here. Like, what are we doing? Like,
and Deonna's 3-0. Isn't there some undefeated women this year? More than 3-0?
Yeah. I don't. Hold on. Let me pull up the rankings because I still got it.
They said quality wins. You know, I mean, there's a computer making a choice.
I mean, Mariah makes that a quality win.
I'm making the OBCS. They throw out the first computer and the last computer, and that's your ranking.
So for the women, they got Toni Storm and Julia Hart listed as the champs, and then the top five are Deonna's at one, Thunder Rosa is two, Sheeta's at three, Sky Blue's at four, and Mariah May's at five. How's Sheeta at three? Has she even wrestled this year yet?
I didn't see her.
I know her and Anna Jay had a really good match, but men's champions, they have four champions listed. Joe, Christian, Orange, and Kingston.
And you have, how do you have Kingston in there and not have Athena in the women's?
Right.
Like, again, shade to Athena.
But wait, the trios champions, you got the Acclaim listed, but Bullet Club Gold is the ROH trios champions, and they're the number one contender. And they're in a faction together. What are we doing?
But, there you go.
You know, you have, and it, wait, the trios champions as well, you have Dark Order listed at number three. And then on the tag team contenders, you have Silver and Reynolds listed at two. So now we're like,
didn't they just lose?
And then you have Orange Cassidy and Trent Beretta at five for the tag team, but they're not listed. The best friends aren't listed as a trios at all. I mean, where's FTR?
They're in the trios with Garcia.
But they're not in the tag team. Like, what are we doing? Yeah, no, all that gotta go. Like, it don't make no sense.
More stuff that don't make sense.
So yeah, that's my jabroni of the week for all the listing that all the reasons that we just laid out right there. Like, you can poke holes through all that. Those rankings are worse than the boxing rankings, and there's 117 titles in boxing.
Or the UFC rankings.
Well, at least Dana White's out there giving the reasons why he's matching contenders up and who's getting a shot for what. Like, are we going to have Tony Khan out there giving a breakdown of the rankings each week? Like, what are we doing?
Some explanation, some clarification, something.
And my one B besides the rankings was the announcement that Tony Khan has a big announcement next week on AEW. Can we stop that?
Yes. Yes. That was my one B also. Yeah, that was my one B. Yeah. The big announcement again.
We get it. Mercedes is coming in. She's going to debut in March at Revolution.
Then Okada.
Timestamp it.
Probably not. I didn't have much that I hated about wrestling. I just had to watch Collision on demand, and you could not fast forward through their on demand system. So that's my jabroni. I just wanted to watch the cage match. That's it. I had to watch the whole damn show. I got a Kingston match. I got a Moxley match. Oh, fast forward buttons. That's just my
my one B for Mount Rushmore's was Jordynne Grace, and
she looked good.
The Juggernaut. The title of this show, obviously, we talked about it before everything happened.
I didn't know it was a Juggernaut. I was like,
I was gonna flip the title and be like, oh, the Juggernaut of Rock, Cody, Roman, but I was like, no, that's not gonna work.
I thought it was it Nia Jax or is it Jade Cargo with the silver helmet? Hey. I couldn't figure out.
Jordan Jade was another one, and I know Chris boycotted the show because I was gonna get
Jade
with Jade. I was gonna be all over him with Jade. Oh, you happy with what they did now? No, they don't do anything. She's not a star now. No, from the moment there's a storm coming to when she got knocked out as the third person left in the Rumble, star made.
Yes,
she looked better than the way they presented her. She looked better than half the people in the Rumble.
She looked star good. Made.
And then you had her last night on SmackDown. Man, that blue looked good. Blue never looked so good in life, is what it did last night on SmackDown. Between her and then, yeah, like.
Sidebar off of that. Sidebar off of that. Them poaching NXT talent, I'm loving it.
Hey, I was not expecting the Tiffy time.
Look, Tiffy looked good.
No.
Tiffy looked good in the ring. I enjoy it.
Why is my chin catching strays? How you gonna be in Bianca's face and then slap my chin or me chin? Like, how you do that? That's the definition of catching a stray.
Could slap Shotzi.
But no, the women, like, I'm picking Jordynne Grace just because of the moment, right? It's holy shit, TNA is in the Rumble. Like, again, nobody expected it. People were predicting Mickey when she was the TNA champion. That made sense because of WWE's ties with Mickey and the history there. But nobody was going to say Jordynne Grace.
No.
Like,
now, was there an uptick for viewership this weekend or this week? Do you know?
For TNA's ratings?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that, but I know Jordynne Grace's debut in the Rumble and that had over 3 million views on YouTube.
Yeah.
Damn. So
that's good pub.
That's good pub. Look, WWE did more for TNA in that moment, in that debut in the Rumble, than what AEW and TNA did their entire relationship. Very and much. next week's my week. So, you know, foreshadowing, I got a little game, you know, coming about regarding TNA and WWE to wrap up the segment of the show next week. So tune in for that. But yeah, the women across the board this week, Nia was fantastic. Bayley and Io. I wish they wouldn't have had. The only thing that I would have changed about that is I wish they wouldn't have had them speak English in the locker room before they went out to the ring. You could have got the effect of Bayley coming out from the back with the sad puppy dog face, and boy, did she do sad puppy dog face better than just about anybody, because I immediately I was like, I'm invested in Bayley again as a baby face, just by the look. If you just would have had him speaking Japanese in a locker room to each other and a laugh, and then go out there and have Bayley drop the line in Japanese like she did, it would have made way more of an impact. But I'm here for that, and then we'll get, you know, probably Becky and Rhea at Mania once Becky wins the chamber.
Yeah. So looking like
I'd pull. Is it going to be a? See, is that going to be a Raw? A Raw thing.
So you'll have from both. They'll put women from both shows in chamber.
Okay, for both.
Yeah.
Would you run Bianca Rhea? Or would you build to that?
Well, remember they always said to each other, like, I'm gonna get you later. You know, this was years ago.
There's not enough time to tell that story.
That's the one, yeah.
Okay.
Becky and Rhea has been planted because of being on Raw. So go with Becky. You can have Bianca in the chamber and have, you know, something develop out of that. But, you know, and then look, they've been propping up this women's tag team division as well on the main roster. If you want Jade to get work but not be overexposed,
don't do it.
Put her and Bianca in a tag team together.
Don't do it. I'll be glued to my screen every damn Monday and Saturday, Friday.
Yeah. Yeah. That's all.
You might break the internet with that tag team.
Yeah.
Because people who don't watch wrestling was commenting about that.
And who?
It was facing off.
Who? Did I see a lot of people?
A lot of people. You don't even know anything about wrestling.
Yeah. Yeah, so Jay by herself could have easily been Mount Rushmore.
Yes.
But yeah, so that was it was a big week for women's wrestling.
Which other Jabroni Donald?
My main one was thing, Rock and Roman and all the linchpin stuff that we talked about with that.
Okay.
Yeah, that was that. And my 1B was Tony Khan's announcement again. It was like good old TK.
Doing what TK do.
It has no impact.
So should we jump into this Vengeance Day card?
Yeah, let's run through, give our predictions, and get it set up.
Which is sneakily a good card.
Yeah, it is. I'm like, oh, well, you said, are we predicting Vengeance Day? I'm like, wait, that's tomorrow? I'm like,
yeah, I completely forgot about it. I mean, even though I watch NXT on a basis, no, like,
is,
damn.
Yeah, no, this is going to be a good card.
All right. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 matches on the card. First one, the family versus OTM, and it's mixed tag.
Now, Jada Parker is strongly becoming one of my favorites in NXT.
Who is she? Give me her. Take the mother.
Every time I see her, hey, Miss Parker. yeah, but OTM, I'm not putting no belts on OTM.
No.
And I like the, you know, the Adriana Riza character is a little over the top of the Italian stereotypes right now. I didn't mind the little vignette they had this week.
She's growing on me.
I just hope it doesn't, because you know how like when Carmella first came with Enzo and Kaz and it was that way over the top.
Yeah.
I don't need it to be that far in the direction. Scale back a little bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, no.
You mean kind of like OTM? Both of these families. Scale it back a bit.
Yeah. Both of these teams do nothing for me. As I keep saying with the family, they just have the tag belts as props. They never defend them unless, you know, once in a few times. Don't worry, their tag ties will be gone after Mania. Foreshadowing. But I'm going with the family.
I'm going with the family because whoever's winning this tag or this Dusty Cup is taking it off them. So
foreshadowing.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know about that.
All right, next. No DQ match. Dijak versus Joe Gacy.
This was one of the most entertaining things on Tuesday night. Them two it was like, it was so bad, it was good. Like the whole face to face, and then they just start brawling, and then they're all over the arena, and then they're outside.
Then in the parking lot. And
thrown in a dumpster, and then Gacy pops his head out of the dumpster, like, oh, no DQ match. That sounds good. Like,
you're pulled back in it.
Yeah. I need something different from Dijak. He's too good of a wrestler to not get over, and he's missing something to connect.
I hate the Street Justice character.
Yeah, like
Terminator.
Yeah.
And he always does Street Justice, but never wins. That's why I'm picking Gacy in this. He had it with DJ Nightwolf, never won. He did it with somebody just recently, I forget, never won. With the
Eddie Thorpe or whatever. Yeah.
Good, DJ Nightwolf. Mm-hmm. It's like, come on.
I told Donald, Keith Lee and Dijak need each other because I don't care about either man if they're wrestling separate. They need each other.
Like, that's who Dijak is. And
that's the Dijak you need.
What I will say is on PLEs, this man delivers.
Oh yeah.
And I hate how entertained I am when he delivers.
We always do.
Nah, Gacy's gonna have to step his game up and bring something because Dijak, yeah, when he's on spotlight shows, yeah. For sure. I got Dijak.
Give me Dijak. I don't know what Gacy's doing right now. With this character.
And how do you not reference anything between Dijak and Ava? Where's that story gaff? She was a part of the
That is right.
Whatever, for how long?
Schism.
Maybe Gacy. Okay.
And now she's general manager, and they act like
they looked at each other and was like,
okay. They never met each other.
Fill in some plot holes.
Next one is the men's Dusty Cup finals. The Wolf Gangs, Baron Corbin, Braun Breaker versus Trick Mello Gang.
So the Wolf Dogs are winning this. Mello and Trick the breakup's finally going to happen.
Needs to.
However, three out of these four guys are allegedly call-ups to the main roster.
That's what I'm wondering.
So, you know, have you dragged out Mello and Trick so long that you don't even get the payoff in NXT?
Yeah.
Now, Trick was allegedly at SmackDown last night. They didn't use him. But if the fact that he's being called up to be on standby is a thing.
It is.
Hey, that main roster call-up's not coming too far, right? Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
They said that execs were shocked at the pop he got last week.
Shocked.
Yeah.
they must not know.
Yeah.
Must not be paying attention to
them. Uh-huh. Book didn't tell them.
Yeah, I Wolf Dogs are winning this. Trick Mello, the breakup will happen, and you know, we'll be on the Trick Mello at Mania if they can pull it out that long. I don't know if it'll work, but
yeah. Wolf Dogs.
See them having Braun on last night kind of threw a loop for me. Like, is he gonna pull double duty, or you know, flipping back before shows, or is he just gonna be up main roster after this? So,
and he's gonna be on Raw. You said he's gonna go to Raw and talk to Pierce.
Talk to Pierce.
Give me Mellow Trick.
Okay. Then they blow up
against the family.
Interesting. Wasn't thinking that, but
well. I don't know. It's just them calling Braun up. It would change my mind.
I don't see either one of these teams facing the family for the belts.
Isn't that what the thing is for?
You get a future shot if you win the Dusty Cup?
Yeah. It's always a first title shot. Mm-hmm. Always been. All right. Next match. The NXT North America Championship. Obafemi versus Dragon Lee.
Obafemi is a bad guy and got cheered through the rafters on Tuesday night to beat up Dragon Lee. Like, they tried to make him bad. Like, I don't know. The people love him. Like,
they do.
Because they can chant. They can chant that Black Panther shit, and they love it.
I'm not against that. And I'm not going to say that this month. But what happened with Dragon Lee?
He was the guy, and then.
What do you think? The main roster.
You stuck him with the family, or not the family, the LWO, and then I told you not to do it.
There you go.
I got Oba.
Yeah, I got Oba.
Oba for sure.
This will be an interesting matchup to see. Like, oh, geez, oh man. It's the classic quintessential big man versus little man, and how does it play out? So, can Dragon Lee do enough to make me believe that he could actually win the match? And I don't know if, visually speaking, that can happen. So we'll see. Because he's done it with other bigger guys. So we'll see.
Mm-hmm. Give me Oba. Yeah,
got Oba. Next match. NXT Women's Championship: Valkyria versus Roxanne Perez.
I'm at a coin flip with this one. Like, I like what they're doing with Lyra. Roxanne's new attitude is great. Character development, you know, the prodigy. I love the face-to-face a couple weeks ago with the, what do you do if you get knocked down? Can you rebuild yourself like I did, you know, type of attitude. I think this is a sneaky still show match between these two.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like the bigger story is Lyra and Tatum.
Yeah.
So I know Roxanne never lost the belt. She had to drop it due to injury. I just don't know if you have her go over on Lyra. And does Roxanne play the heel in this match? Like, who's, you know what I mean? Because I'll go Lyra retaining.
Give me Shenanigans, Lyra retaining, and then run this back at Mania.
Jason,
this is a Mania match to me.
Yeah.
They even said it themselves.
Yeah. Jason, you just completely took my prediction.
Okay.
Shenanigans with Tatum running back and stand to deliver around Mania. Did I think Roxanne might be pushed a little bit further to the edge?
Turn full.
Yeah.
I like that.
All right. And the last match. the NXT Championship match, Ilya Dragunov versus Trick Williams.
Trick pulling double duty got me rethinking my whole Trick Mello Wolf Dogs prediction. Because I don't see how you do the breakup and then have Trick go out there and beat Ilya. But on the flip side of that, it does make sense that they win and then Trick goes on to beat Ilya, and now Mello's jealous because it's like, yo, we're supposed to be focusing on the NXT titles now and you're the world champ. So, like, where's your head at? So that's a little bit more intrigue story-wise there if they're not going to do a full-blown breakup. Mello was the guy that attacked Trick.
So you're pulling that trigger.
Is the jealousy angle below Mello? I don't know. He looked kind of jealous on Tuesday night when Ilya and Trick were facing off at the
show. Yeah. No, I'm just saying putting the belt on Trick.
The only way I don't put the belt on Trick right now is if he's going up to the main roster. Okay. He's hotter than fish grease right now.
He is. The building would explode, but I don't.
Like, do you wait for that Mania crowd pop for Trick? Potentially, but again, you run into the same thing. Like, how, you know, if you do the breakup, then you want Mello and Trick at Mania. You're not going to have Trick against Ilya, which is fine because it gets Trick out of the title picture and you can have somebody else face Ilya. Don't know who that would be as far as like a Mania matchup, because that, you know, single wise, you're not going to have Braun there. You're not, you know, you already did Corbin. Like, who do you have that you can get hot enough to face Ilya at Mania, given the time frame that they're under? There's a lot of ways this can go. Like, between this and the Dusty Cup, like, that's enough alone to tune in and watch this pay-per-view tomorrow.
It is.
Yeah.
It definitely is.
Because there's so many different ways they can go with this. And I'm kind of like the jealousy angle of it. But do you waste the pop now for Trick winning? Ah, man, I don't know. I really don't know. Do I feel Ilya deserves to lose the belt right now? No. Mm-mm. But
it seemed like he just won it. Yeah. It felt like he just won it.
Yeah, I mean, but looks like singles-wise, if he wins, like I said, Braun's going to get called up. You could run Trick back, but that means three times for Trick. Because he already faced Ilya once. Mello's getting called up. You're not going to do Corbin again. Tyler Bates not there no more.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where are you at singles-wise on the male side of things to have?
You just started building Jensen.
Junior Varsity.
Lexus King. You go Lexus King.
There you go. He said it himself. Hey, I'm here for the spot.
I mean, it's a heel versus a baby face, so I don't know if you can get Lexus King cooking that much to face Ilya, but
he already got issue with Chase U.
And that was the whole Chase U saved by a women's calendar may not be the best.
The white side.
While you have everything going on that you have going on.
Bad timing.
And Booker T. I could not. I said, you know how Booker T used to go, tell me he did not just say that. That's what I tweeted out when Booker T said, hand me a towel. And tell me he did not just say that. You can't do that right now.
Especially in the air. What happened this week? You cannot do that.
What were they thinking? Like, I know Shawn Michaels handled the media call way better than Triple H did after the press conference. Come on. You're running a female calendar saving a university? And Booger T is over there like, give me the calendar. Hand me a towel, Vic. Like, what are we doing? He went full blown Jerry Lawler. Full blown Jerry Lawler. Yeah, I was shocked. Hand me a towel. This guy, unbelievable.
This is a toss up.
This is a tough one.
I guess, like, I want to put an asterisk next to my pick to see how the cup goes, but even then, I still wouldn't have a strong conviction one way or the other. I'll go Ilya. The story is Trick and Melo. I'll go Ilya. Maybe they win the Dusty Cup, and then Melo turns on Trick in this, and they don't get their shot, and it's a number one contender for somebody else to step in tag team-wise. Maybe they do that. I don't know. But there's enough intrigue between just those two matches to have me watch this tomorrow night.
And that's a good thing for NXT to have.
Like, right.
Different directions for a story. They have a lot of directions.
Especially now whenever, you know, you're having bigger names getting called up.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the fact that they're calling Tiffany up 2 years into her NXT run, is that like the fastest call up we've ever had? Like,
might be.
Yeah. There's no doubt there. She still had work to do.
She looked really good last night, though.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah. I don't know.
I noticed they're breaking the couples up. She's on SmackDown. You threw Andrade on Raw. Maybe that's not going to be a thing going forward.
Yeah, you got Ludwig on Raw. Yeah.
Charlotte on SmackDown.
Yeah, but they kept Naomi with her, man. So must have been drawn up in the contract.
She's an associate.
That's bloodline business. You don't mess with bloodline business. Yeah.
Just drawn up in the contract.
Give me Ilya.
I'm going Ilya also. Trick is going. I mean, Carmella's going to cost Trick this match. And finally, we can get some resolution with this damn storyline that's been going on forever. Who attacked Trick? That's all I want to know.
Just give me the footage. Where's Anonymous?
That's it. That's all I want is the footage. All right. And there goes your predictions for, what is it, Avengers Day?
Avengers Day.
Mm-hmm. All right, Fearless Leader, do we have a game to play this week?
We have a game to play today. We have a Will They, Won't They? Hall of Fame edition.
Ooh, okay. Got me intrigued.
Okay.
God damn.
Ooh, gave me the nasty graphics.
That's the worst. The worst thing on Twitter. Yeah.
He wrote that out on the iPad. They won't.
He gave me the spray paint from clip art.
He gave me that the old extra thick Sharpie writing on there.
All right.
Yo, this dude is really on a boycott. He put no effort into this show.
Okay. All right, this is your man being out on top. This is a Will They, Won't They Hall of Fame edition. Do you see these people getting in or not?
Yes.
Yes.
Long overdue.
Tamisha should have been in.
Way overdue.
Could have been in.
Yes.
Do you see it?
Miss Elizabeth?
This is Will They, not should they, Will They.
Oh, Will They. Will They.
Will they?
No.
They won't.
No, they won't.
If they put Luger in and don't put her in,
don't even mention that man's name.
Oh, he was about. I hope I scratched him off the list because he was on there.
Dean Malenko.
I see him getting in. Nope.
No. Yes. No.
I mean, she had a career like Terrell Davis. Like, you were there for a cup of coffee. You won a belt. Like,
Who's her husband?
But I have two more on here that are in the same ilk.
Like, who's her husband?
You're hovering around the same area, same numbers of titles or same number of championships. So
stuff's being negotiated in the office.
I don't know how they're not in already.
Me neither. Yes. You see him going in?
They should go in. Yes,
they should.
They were the longest tag champs until New Day.
I think they'll go in. Yeah.
No, not even close.
I put her above AJ Lee.
Do you?
No, I do.
No, I don't see it.
No, we're not, you know, like the Baseball Hall of Fame, we're not getting into participation votes and getting people in that shouldn't be.
Yeah, more titles than AJ Lee.
I said no to AJ too. No, Joe Mauer, Hall of Famer. No.
I guess until
don't even bring up the Baseball Hall of Fame to me. That's a solo man podcast that I can do for 2 hours.
So I guess it's the Four Horsemen. No women's going in.
All four of them are going in.
Yeah, until then, we're just going to have just like no women whatsoever.
You know what the Brooklyn Brawler needs? He needs a contribution wing to the business. Like, you know, like how you have the coaches that go in or people that, you know, have given their lives to the sport to get voted into the Hall of Fame. But that's the Brooklyn Brawler. Like, how's he? He just needs his own wing in the Hall of Fame for everything that he did for the business.
Yes.
I feel like he should.
But he will. No, he will. This is tough.
Hovering around the same number of titles.
No.
I'll go, yeah.
I put Melina in before AJ.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, he'll go in.
I think he will.
Yeah. Eventually.
Yeah.
Do you know who his best friend is? There he goes.
Should already be in.
I think she'll go in.
She will go in.
Yeah. This is the bonus.
Yes.
Would you?
Yes. Yeah. He will go in.
I would put Archie in just off of his contributions alone.
And if I think a lot of the talent will vouch for him.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
I mean, longevity-wise, he's been at it 20 years. We've been in WWE for how long? He's won major titles outside of the company, and they're acknowledging that nowadays.
Yeah.
Truth.
Couple time tag, I think a US title run in there.
Yeah, you gotta put Truth in.
Yeah, what? 36 time 24/7 champ?
I think they acknowledge 54.
You gotta put Truth in just for the speech alone.
Oh.
Just for the speech alone, you gotta put Truth in. Just for the shenanigans that he's gonna pull out. Like, what is he gonna talk about in that speech? And where does he think he's at? That's not the WWE Hall of Fame ceremony.
Oh God! Oh,
he might get up there and accept a Grammy for his rap album. Like, it's gonna be hilarious.
Put that. Oh man, thought in my head.
Now, when do you think we start getting the Hall of Fame announcements this year?
Woo.
After the chamber? Would you wait till that long?
When the chamber. That?
Who's the headliner for the first Triple H class of the WWE Hall of Fame?
You know who it is.
Batista.
Gotta be.
It didn't work out last year because he was filming a movie, but LA was the right time to do it.
Hollywood.
Can't be pickers and choosers.
Yeah, no.
So you think Batista's a shoo-in this year as the main headliner?
I think he's a shoo-in.
It will be interesting to see with Triple H running the show here, who goes in and what his first class looks like in this make-believe Hall of Fame.
Batista and Bray. Two for sure this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, Bray. You got to do Bray.
I think Undertaker will be next year. If Batista goes in this year, Undertaker will be headline next year.
Yeah.
Taker's not in already? Taker's in. Taker's in.
When did he go in?
I could have sworn Taker's in the Hall of Fame. Somebody fact check that. Couple quick hitters for me. Real quick here. I got where we at here? Shout out to Taya Valkyrie. I meant to do this on last week's pod and forgot about it, but shout out to her for getting inducted into the Canadian Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame. So shout out to her. Congratulations on that. I don't like how they just had her eat the pin the other night.
Just come back.
She's too good of a talent to be out there just eating pins for people. So shout out to her. What do you guys think of this? I saw this yesterday. So Mick Foley wrapped up his Foley is Pod podcast with Conrad Thompson. He's no longer filming it and doing it. But in there, he said he wants one more death match. He's turning 60. He wants to do one more death match. He'll lose the 100 pounds in order to do it. And that's how he wants to go out. That's what he wants to do for his 60th birthday. Are you on board with Mick Foley doing one more match with it being a death match? And who should he do the death match against?
No for last match for him. No for death match. And it doesn't matter who the person is, because I don't want to see him do anything.
Jay?
Yes for a match. Yes for the death match. No to the lose 100 pounds. I think that might make you more frail, even if you're fit. I don't know who his final opponent should be. Give me Moxley, since he's a death match kind of guy.
I'll go yes. Hey, this is a really bad idea, but I'll buy in and say yes to the last match, and yes, being a death match, and there's only one death match king that you can go against. Matt Cardona. Okay, it's Matt Cardona. I don't need him in there against Nick Gage or something.
No.
I'll sign off on a Cardona death match against Foley in GCW.
Would you do Joey Janela?
No, he just got ran over and died. He got ran over by a scooter the other week. If you haven't seen that clip, go find it.
I saw it.
And then lastly, shout out to Big E. His short film, Bridges, going over the story of Ruby Bridges. It was awarded or nominated for an NAACP award. It's out there on YouTube. Go check it out. Watch it now. Done really well. Kudos to him. Congratulations. Good story, good watch. And, you know, I'm happy Big E's finding outlets in other ways besides wrestling, because I really don't think we're getting Big E back. And I'm okay with that. However, I don't know what the hell they're doing with Imperium and New Day if you're not having Big E come back. So,
New Day going heel again.
Yeah.
Like it's 2015.
So those were my quick hits for pro wrestling.
Don't you got any quick hits?
Nope. I'm all good. You just say what I had to say.
Rest in peace, Carl Weathers. Action Jackson, Apollo Creed.
Man, that hurt.
Dylan. That was the first person I seen die in a movie, and I thought he died in real life. Like, once he died, I seen him out of order, but once he died in Rocky, I thought they killed Action Jackson.
Spoiler alert.
Can't give spoiler alerts for movies.
Yeah, but...
Yeah.
Whenever you sent that over yesterday, I was like, damn, man.
I mean, amazing actor.
Slept on
the range for characters that he played.
Yes.
You know, former NFL linebacker
for the Raiders. Didn't know that. I did not know that.
I didn't know that either. I just knew he was an actor.
You know, what a life. 76, I believe. 76 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Like the, he has roles that are just iconic and very memorable for whatever reasons. Like everybody remembers Apollo, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They may not remember his name as Dylan in Predator, but everybody knows the handshake between him and Arnold.
Yes.
Like, yes. Yeah, right. You had him as Chubbs at Happy Gilmore with the hand and get, like sitting there playing the piano, like, don't worry, Happy, I got my hand back. Like, you know, he like, and then he was just, he was doing the Star Wars stuff on Disney Plus.
Yeah, Mandalorian. Mm-hmm. And all his commercials so, with like, Gronk for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, just countless roles and ties and just, yeah, like. I got something. I got, you know, I already had this plan for my game next week or for my one got to go next week, but it adds a little extra spice given that he just passed away. So
yeah.
That's another foreshadowing for next week's segment whenever that drops on the internet. So, all right.
Time to wrap it up. All right. I'll come with the quote of the day. Wise man once said, be like the water, run through the hose. And with that being said, this is the Dumb Marks Podcast. We're out.